you to the Chiefs. What interested you about this program? I know there was some interest from some other teams as well.
Houston and Tamba Ali. You know what I mean? Whenever you can play behind a pass rush like that, you're going to jump at the opportunity.
Did you talk to both of those guys before you decided to sign here or just watch them play?
I mean, their play does the talking. I mean, I didn't have any conversations with pretty much anybody before I came here, but once I had the opportunity, I mean, I was excited about it.
Still, how do you feel physically, man? Last 2 years, got these injuries. I mean, first day off season training, man, where you at?
Feeling great, man. Working hard and, you know, I'm back where I want to be and I'm excited for this opportunity.
How's your fluidity? I mean, you do a little nickel at Oakland. Uh-huh. Still got some of that?
Oh, yeah, I still got that in me. That hasn't gone anywhere.
What have you been doing to prepare? What have you been doing to train, man?
I spent most of my offseason down in Florida, down in Bomberitos, getting, down there getting some good training in and, he has a great program, you know. I usually come back playing pretty well off his program.
You mentioned the two players. Do you look at defenses that teams run, wondering, thinking you'd fit better at one place or another, or is it?
I mean, football.
What's the biggest draw for you as a defense?
Football is football. You know, there's a lot of similarities in every defense. There's only so many defenses you can run. You know, it's not like offense where they're coming up with new schemes every day. But you know. Nowadays, safeties have to be very versatile, got to be able to play every position. So, you know, it's going to be the same no matter what system you go to.
Have you had a chance to talk to Bob Sutton at all? Or?
Yeah. I sat down. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with him when I came on my visit. And, you know, he kind of showed me the defense. And
see, when you go through those visits, they kind of give you an idea of what they think of you as a player.
Yeah.
Fit. So, what was as best you can? I know you don't, but like, what was the kind of vision for Tyvon Branch and this defense?
He just told me to be ready to play. You know what I mean? You got to be versatile in this defense. That's pretty much was the gist of everything. And, you know, that's what every team I visit with, that was pretty much the gist of everything.
Right, that's right. But when you talk about versatility, it's not just playing the run, you know, playing the pass per se. It's playing the box, playing deep. Playing,
yeah.
I mean, all that stuff.
Yeah, you got to be able to play all that, yeah.
Based on your experience in the league and just watching Bob's defense from far, how multiple is it compared to what you see around the league? Or are all defenses kind of similar?
One thing about his defense, I see a lot of DBs play. You know, they move guys around a lot and they get a lot of guys playing different positions. And, you know, I think when you start doing stuff like that, you can run, you can obviously be very exotic with your defense. Yeah, nickel and dime. I played nickel and dime out there in Oakland.
But like at a linebacker position?
Yeah, our dime is pretty much a outside linebacker, yeah.
What's the challenge of doing that when you're a 205-pound safety? You got linemen coming to second level.
You know, it's a little difficult for them to get their hands on us. You know, they're so used to blocking linebackers and guys that really don't move as well as – yeah. But, yeah, once they get – if they get their hands on you clean, you know, it's a tough battle.
Well, I guess my point is, if you're going to play down there and you're not a big guy, there does have to be a level of toughness to you, like your courage, being willing to take all that on.
Yeah, I take pride in being a tough guy, though.
Good.